My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me now and we will explore these topics and so much more with fascinating guests, authors, and experts who will guide us to Destination Unlimited. Did you ever have a gut feeling about something that resulted in your changing your plans or actions? In a conversation with someone, did you ever hear an inner voice tell you not to trust that person or that the person was being completely honest? Have you ever felt an attraction to a person, place, or thing and was not sure why? Every one of us has experienced these intuitive flashes, sometimes acting upon them and sometimes not. What if there was a way that you could not only develop your intuition, but learn to trust it personally and even professionally? My guest this week on Destination Unlimited, Lisa Kay, says there is a way. Lisa is a teacher, author, and speaker specializing in intuition. She's the creator of Developing Your Intuition, where she teaches others how to control their intuition so they can use it when they want and on what they want. Lisa is considered an intuition expert and has taught people in workshops and seminars both online and in person. Her public appearances reach people around the world through guest speaking, online media, and her popular radio show, Between Heaven and Earth. Lisa holds degrees in electrical engineering from Columbia University, a psychobiology degree from the State University of New York, and a PhD from the University of Metaphysical Sciences. As an author, Lisa's work has been published in a variety of magazines, including The Huffington Post, Inspire Me Today, Care2.com, and our own Om Times magazine. She joins us this week to discuss her latest book, Intuition on Demand. Please join me in welcoming Lisa Kay. Good evening, Lisa.
Hi, Victor. It's great to be here with you. Thanks for having me on.
And thanks for joining us today. Let's start by sharing with our listeners a little bit about your path and how you became aware of intuition.
Well, I always thought intuition was the most amazing thing. It's like magic. And I think ever since I was a little girl, I found it very attractive. It was something, you know, you hear all these stories that everybody has it, but then how do they know not to get on that plane and then later the plane crashed, or how did, you know, that a loved one was in trouble and that they, and it became true and they saved them just in the nick of time. And so I thought, wow, that's really cool. It's something I could have. But I didn't know whether I had it or not. So, you know, I tested it. I tried. I used the, you know, the psychic Zener cards, and I tried to predict the cards, and I got them all wrong. And I started to think, well, maybe I'm not really all that good at it. But I always thought, well, you know, being infinitely curious and learning all about how the world works around me, that's why I studied science and engineering. I figured, you know, let me see if I can study this and become highly intuitive. And I did. And being of the scientific mind, I thought, well, I'm going to go through it A through Z and really give it a good go. So I, along from, you know, the classic reading books and I've taken courses, but I also studied the science behind it and the psychology and the biology behind it, and started to learn how to do intuitive readings because that's actually one of the few ways you can actually learn how to develop your intuition. And I actually became a sold-out reader. And a sold-out intuitive reader, which shocked me because I didn't, you know, I thought I wasn't all that great at it, but I'm developing it. I became exceedingly good at it. And that's kind of how it all began. And I found out that it was working for me and I could actually help other people with it by doing these intuitive counseling and these intuitive readings. And then one day it saved my life. And that's, and I can share that little story with you if you'd like.
Please.
It was during the summer and I was starting to feel flu-ish and I got the flu unusually during the summer. And But the thing is, with that flow, I started to get, my heart would race and I would shake, and which is very unusual for the flu. And this would happen when I was lying down. I didn't know what was going on. And it kept happening over and over again, to the point where it was so bad, I couldn't hold a glass of water. So I went to the emergency room, and they said, they took blood, said, wow, you got bacteria in your blood, but you're okay. You're not shaking. Go home. Just take some antibiotic pills and you'll be fine, which I did. But I wasn't fine. It kept happening, and it started to get worse, and to the point where one time I was lying down, I was shaking so much, and my heart was racing, and my hands turned white. I went back to the ER, and they said, well, same thing. You still have bacteria in your blood, but, you know, you got to keep taking your pills and go home. And I said, well, wait a minute. What about, I was out of breath. My heart was racing. I couldn't, you know, and what was all, my hands turned white. What was that? And they said, oh, that was fear. You're hyperventilating. So they didn't believe me. So I went home, and now I'm like, this isn't right. You know, your body tells you, right? And so I turned to my intuition, and I was guided to read a book on my shelf that was on how to find the best pediatric doctor, which I'm not a child, but I didn't know why I should read this book. So I got to read the book. So I read the book, and the word pediatrician kept coming up over and over and over again. And I realized, wait a minute, my pediatrician is a friend of mine. And, you know, it's the weekend, and maybe he's around. Maybe he can find me a doctor, because I was guided to find a doctor that could help me, because nobody was listening. And so I picked up the phone to call him, and my intuition said, he's away on vacation, leave a detailed message, he'll be back later. And I did, and he called me later, and he said, I was away on vacation, I heard your message, this is what you need to do, you need to see an infectious disease specialist.
Wow.
And he'll see you tomorrow, you need to go now. So I went to see him. And long story short, all the tests later, he put me in the hospital. And he said, we know what's wrong with you. You have a heart infection.
Ooh.
And he gave me intravenous antibiotics, and he cured me. But I was basically, what was happening, I was going into sepsis. And heart infections are very insidious. You know, sometimes you don't know you have it. And I could have expired. So had I not called the doctor right away and gotten treatment, it could have been, you know, really serious. I was in the hospital for a while after that, but they cured me. So I was stunned, you know, but I realized, wow, my intuition saved my life.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny, we talk about advocacy today and how each of us has to be our own advocate and advocate for members of our families in medical situations, and bringing the intuitive picture into place adds to that in that advocacy so well. That's very beautiful that you shared that. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's nice that you have that, you know, guidance inside you that can help you when you're in times of crisis.
You know, you talked about doubting. Why do so many people doubt when they start getting intuitive information?
Well, okay, this is one of the myths of intuition. The reason why they doubt it is because they expect intuition to be a certain way. They expect it to give you long, detailed explanation of what's going on, kind of like a little narrative. Sometimes they've seen in the movies, on TV, you know, the people who are highly intuitive or psychic are giving this long explanation, and they don't see that actually that intuition doesn't give you information that way. It gives you little bits and pieces, and so when they get a little bit and a little piece, they think, oh, well, that's not intuition. It should be a longer explanation. I don't understand what that means. Or they get one little piece, and then they think they know what it means. They start to guess what it means, and then they're not right. Mm. But intuition gives you a lot of different little pieces, and you have to put them together, and it will form meaning. That's how intuition works.
In 1975, I was stationed in Korea in the United States Air Force. And my mother was back here in New York. And one morning I said something, I had the sense that said something's wrong with my mother. And I didn't know what it was. I just had the urge that I had to call her. And I called her up, and my mother and my sister simultaneously picked up the extensions of the phone. And I said, "Mom, what's wrong?" And my sister gasped and said, "How did he know?" Because they weren't telling me anything. And she said, "Well, I'm going in tomorrow for surgery. It was a radical hysterectomy."
Oh, my.
And she said, "I didn't want to worry you." And I said, "Mom, I have the utmost confidence that this is going to work out fine for you. Just relax with it. Let the doctors do what they have to do. Everything is going to be fine." And she needed to hear that from me. I needed to hear it from her. And she needed to hear that from me. And consequently, everything did work out fine. She had the surgery and everything was fine. But I think by listening to these messages, and we'll talk more about it in the next couple of segments, that we can help each other and help our families. And obviously, you've had situations like that also.
Absolutely. You know, I think the biggest one was this, you know, saving my life. And that was, you know, tremendous for me because, you know, it changed my view on doing, helping people with intuition. Instead of doing intuitive readings for them, I then wanted to help people learn how to use their intuition so they can do it for themselves. Because, you know, you can't always reach somebody who's got a good intuition and say, "Well, what should I do?" It's like, I need to know right now.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait.
Mike is Lisa Kay. Her book, Intuition on Demand, a step-by-step guide to powerful intuition you can trust. And we'll be back with more of Lisa and this valuable information on OM Times Radio after these words.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
For millions of kids across America, when school lunches end, hunger begins. And summer isn't fun when you're hungry. Let's make summer the season to end hunger. Are you hungry to help? Join Feeding America to fight child hunger. We've got ways you and your family can pitch in, including fun projects you can do with your kids, like growing a family garden and donating the harvest, or setting up a lemonade stand in your neighborhood. Go to feedingamerica.org/hungry to help for ways to inspire and empower your kids to take action in the fight to end hunger. That's feedingamerica.org/hungry to help. This is a public service message brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Can I get sprinkles on it?
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
And we're back on Destination Unlimited. My guest this evening is Lisa Kay. She's the author of the new book, Intuition on Demand, a step-by-step guide to powerful intuition you can trust. So Lisa, the magic question, what is intuition and how does it differ from, or is it the same as what we call psychic abilities?
Oh, I love that question. Well, intuition by definition is knowing without knowing how you know it. So what does that mean? It means, you know, we're getting information that we're not aware of how it came to us. It could be information about things that we're not thinking of or things that we're maybe people or situations, and it comes to us in a lot of different ways. So that's basically it as far as where the information's coming from, I'd like to say it's coming from, who knows, where it could be the inner recesses of our mind. It could be our higher self. I like to think it comes from outside of us, which might be your higher self, your soul, your guides, angels. I do believe in angels. And or it could be that, you know, it's in the other 90% of the brain that's not being used. They say you're only aware of 10%. What's in the other 90%? And it could be all kinds of things. It could be you're picking up metaphysical information. You're picking up information through metaphysical energy and interpreting that, and your brain is interpreting that, and it's giving you signals. It's giving you messages.
Absolutely.
So that's what intuition, that's the definition. That's what it is.
And how do we differentiate between intuition and psychic ability?
Well, you know, I find that fascinating. Generally, people have concepts of what psychic is versus intuition. And they feel that they're different. In fact, when I go and speak, I'll ask the audience, how many of you feel you're intuitive? And practically all their hands go up. And when I ask them, okay, how many of you think you're psychic? And then maybe I'll get one or two. And I believe that there really is no difference between being intuitive and being psychic. The only difference is perhaps what you would call a development of, or a spectrum. So when you become more highly intuitive, you would become what people think is psychic. So to me, it's all the same. It's just a matter of, you know, how far you progress along the skill scale. And I think that because people haven't developed their intuition, most people haven't or don't know how, that they feel, okay, well, I can get little bits and pieces of intuitive things, but I could never be psychic. But if you develop it, you can become what we think is psychic.
Yeah, I think the other differentiation is that people who are called psychics, people associate them with hanging out the shingle that says, I'm a psychic, I do readings. And I think that a lot of people are afraid to own their intuitive abilities, thinking that they have to do that. And, you know, each of us can use it personally and in our own daily lives.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and that's kind of what I've discovered, is that people don't know how to develop it. Or some people are interested, but they're not quite sure. They tried something they read in a book, and it didn't work for them. And what I've discovered is that when I developed my intuition, I had to take it all apart. I had to figure out from all the things that I studied and try to figure out what things worked for me. And after reading for hundreds and hundreds of people, I found a way, a step-by-step process that did work. And it worked over and over again. And I started to share that with other people. And I started sharing it with friends, and then a small group, and then the group started to grow, and we had, you know, over 100 people. And then I started to go out and speak about it, and I would teach people this technique in small talks and lectures, and people would write back, and they'd say, oh my gosh, the technique worked for me on my way home, or in the rest of the, you know, the event that I was at, and they were really excited about it. So I found that this step-by-step process works for not just me, but other people. And people were getting really amazing hits, and that would be termed psychic. And it was really, really exciting. And so that's kind of how everything developed for me. I started to teach a full weekend course and bring everybody, you know, all the techniques and tools that I learned, I shared with them. And then it became an online course. And then people were asking me, do you have a book? I didn't have a book. So then I wrote a book, and now we have the book.
Absolutely. Is it possible for everyone to develop their intuition?
Oh, yes, I think so, absolutely. Everybody has it. It's just like, you know, animals have instinct, and we're animals too, and we all have intuition. Everybody can develop it. It's just being aware of how it speaks to you, its characteristics, and then how to get information from it, because it doesn't speak to us the way our thinking mind does. It speaks to us in symbols. It speaks to us in pieces, and that actually happens to be the way the intuitive part of our brain works. We actually have an intuitive part of our brain. Which happens to be the right side of your brain, and it speaks in holistic ways. It sees things in a broad spectrum. It sees, like, you know, when you say, what's the difference between this picture and this picture? They're the same, but one thing's different. It's your right brain that knows, and that's how intuition works. It just knows something's there. It talks in pieces.
It's like,
and
that
that's how the right
show.
Side of your brain works.
One of mm-hmm. these things is not
it
like
is not
the
like
other.
The other. Exactly. And it's your right brain that's figuring that out.
Absolutely.
So you know, we have it. It's in our brains. We just have to know how to access it. We're always thinking with our left side of our brain.
Now,
so you gotta figure out how to think with your right side of your brain.
Speaking of left and right, we've all heard the expression women's intuition. And we talk about the feminine side and the masculine side and the balance inside the brain. Are women more apt to be intuitive than men, and perhaps naturally intuitive?
That's a fascinating question. Actually, from psychobiology, from the biology of your brain and nervous system, the right side of your brain, as I mentioned, is the intuitive side. And they have discovered that the connections to the right side of the brain they're actually in what they call the corpus callosum, which is the connection between the two sides of your brains. I'm going to look technical right now, but they found in women that the connection to the right side of the brain is a little bit thicker in women than it is in men. That being said, that doesn't mean men can't be intuitive. I think it's just that there is a little bit of biology there, but I think it's just more that women have the more feminine touch, which is a little more more of the way the right brain thinks. And I think that they're just more aware of it. It's just everybody has to get their thinking mind a little quieter. And then you'll be able to think like the right side of your brain.
Evolutionarily, why do you think that's so? Why do women have that more wired connection on the right side? What do you think?
I'll tell you. I think it's actually a sociobiology in terms, or an evolution from a biological standpoint. I think women, also being the smaller gender, you know, physically, you know, we have to be a little bit more cautious. I think the nurturing side, it requires more of an intuitive sense. So it's just, you know, it's just suits, I think, the female functionality, if you want to get, you know, kind of scientific about it.
Absolutely. Just as an aside, I don't know if you're familiar with this, there was a book written by a man by the name of Leonard Schlein about 20 years ago. Are you familiar with the book, The Alphabet versus the Goddess? Oh, he wrote a book called The Alphabet. He wrote a book called The Alphabet versus the Goddess, and said that in ancient cultures, the goddess was preeminent until written language came around. And when written language came around, the emphasis was shifted from the right side of the brain to the left side of the brain, where the communication center is. And that's when goddess became God. And I think that whole shift in the brain side, the right to left shift, had a lot to do with what the changes were in society.
That makes a lot of sense. It does.
Absolutely. Now, your education was in engineering and hard science. Mm-hmm. Do you find the dichotomy between science and intuition?
No, not at all, actually. I find it, there's a lot of interesting overlaps, not just from the biological side, which I mentioned a few of those things there. And that was exciting. I mean, it's like, wow, it actually all makes sense now. The intuition characteristics are the characteristics of the way your right brain works. And that's really fascinating. You know, if you go into hard sciences, which I studied a bit of for engineering, say physics and so on, physics, I found the physicists are actually more likely to be the ones to believe in God. do believe that. Is it interesting? Because they realize what they don't know, and then there are things that are basically out there that, you know, don't make sense from the, let's say, the, you know, from the logic side, you know, in physics. So they say, well, you know, there must be something keeping it all together.
Maybe, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. I remember Professor Brian Green from Columbia University had come out with a book about 15 or 20 years ago, and I think it was called The Immaculate Universe. I'm not sure of the exact title. But during a speech he was making about the book, somebody asked him, for lack of a better word, what it sounds like you're talking about is God. And Brian Green said, I cannot disagree with that. So that's absolutely true. My guest this evening on Destination Unlimited, Lisa Kay, author of the new book, Intuition on Demand, a step-by-step guide to powerful intuition you can trust. Lisa, please tell our listeners where they can get your book and find out more about you and your work.
Well, the easiest way to get me and the book is to go to my website, intuitionondemandbook.com. So that's probably the easiest thing to remember, intuitionondemandbook.com. And you can find out all about me, about my events that I have coming up, that I might be coming to a place near you on my book tour going around the country. Also, I have online classes and in-person classes. You can find out about that. And I've got a lot of free stuff out there. You can learn more about intuition tips. I've got a blog, I've got a podcast, and some videos. And all you have to do is just go to intuitionondemandbook.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. We'll be back with more of Lisa and Intuition on Demand after these words from the Om Times Radio Network.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you in an interfaith relationship and thinking of getting married? For 18 years, Reverend Lori Sue Brockway has been creating personalized, loving, and romantic ceremonies for couples of all faiths and cultural backgrounds. Reverend Lori Sue's sensitivity to the needs of interfaith couples is reflected in the compassionate and inclusive way she addresses the concerns of parents and families. Reverend Lori Sue is also the author of several best-selling books on interfaith weddings and wedding vows. Selected as one of the top interfaith officiants by New York Magazine, Reverend Lori Sue serves couples in the New York metropolitan area and beyond. Find out more at her website, yourinterfaithwedding.com.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food. We've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
And we're back on Destination Unlimited. My guest this evening, Lisa Kay, author of the new book, Intuition on Demand, a step-by-step guide to powerful intuition you can trust. And I just want to make a correction. I had mentioned Brian Greene's book. It's called The Elegant Universe. It came out in 1999. And for those of you interested in physics and cosmology, read that book. Now, getting back to really special work, Let's talk more with Lisa Kay on Intuition on Demand. We talked a little bit scientifically about neuroscience and the opening up our understanding of how various areas of the brain are responsible for the way in which we perceive the world. Now, you mentioned that the right hemisphere is associated with intuition. Is there anything further on that? Is there a specific part of the right brain?
I think they, not necessarily a specific area of the right brain. It's just sort of the way the psychological research has been done. They're basing it on, you know, there were actually ways that they could test different parts of the brain, and that they just do it empirically by looking at what people are able to perceive and understand when one part of the brain is not working and the other part is. It's sort of interesting. Actually, there's a woman, her name is Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor. She's actually a neuroscientist.
Yes, presentation on the TED Talk.
Isn't it fascinating? One side of her brain, her left side of her brain had a hemorrhage, and it basically shut off. And as it was shutting off because she was having this bleeding in her brain, she started to see from the inside out what it was like to only be thinking with your right brain. And what I find fascinating, again, was you start to lose the ability to recognize numbers and to be able to speak sequentially, because that's all left brain stuff. But then she saw things more holistically, and she really picked up around her people's feelings so intensely, and she could almost sort of read their feelings. And what I thought was even more fascinating was she had this profound sense of oneness with everything, which is what, you know, people describe as nirvana. It's being one with God, and I think that's amazing. So that's, you know, it's more of a general, I think, going back to your question, a general area of the brain. But there's other parts of your brain that are also more, quote, intuitive, and giving you sort of that instinctual information, and that's the lower part of your brain. Which all animals have. So telling you, maybe you have, it's your radar in terms of what to be aware of. Say you're walking down a dark street and, you know, your senses are all on, and it's that your limbic system, the lower parts of your brain stem, that's going to be on alert and sensing what's going on. Is it feeling a shift in, say, the air pressure or the you know, maybe even the energy, and that's coming up through your body, through your lower brainstem into your brain, so you become aware of it, goes into the right side of your brain. It's picking up that metaphysical information and then sending it over to the left side of your brain to say, ooh, you know, I gotta watch out. There's something that doesn't feel right on the left side of that street. So
and it extends to the danger, the alarm system, the fight or flight that tells you get out of there.
Yes, exactly.
Or either stand your ground or get out of there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. Don't ask questions, just do it now.
Now, when I was a kid, I was sort of born open and intuitive, and I had a lot of information come through, and I'd sometimes share with my parents. And I was labeled one of these kids who had an overactive imagination until an episode occurred that could not be disproved and sort of opened their eyes. And then they said, okay, you can have these feelings, but don't tell anybody about them.
Oh.
But a lot of people, I think, are afraid to pursue their intuition and their intuitive skills because of this concept of, is it really intuition or am I imagining this? How do we differentiate between intuition and imagination?
Ah, that's very good. There are a couple of ways, and the main way is, this is why I tell people you really have to, quote, develop your intuition. You really have to work with it and develop your skill, because then you will know through your experiences and through your getting better with your intuition when it's real and when it isn't. And the first step in developing it is to understand how the characteristics of intuition, that the pieces that come to you, the feeling, the image, and how does the image look inside your mind? It's not outside your mind. people think, oh, you know, I have to be able to see outside of me, and that's not true. It's inside. But what does the image look like? Intuitive images are not often detailed. Sometimes it's just a little piece. It might be a silhouette of a car, or it might just be the tire of the car. And when you start to practice using your intuition, and this is another thing that I highly recommend, is to practice using intuition exercises, which I describe in the book, what's a good one, what's not a good one. And as you practice and you get better, just like any other skill, you'll know when it's working, when it isn't. Because as you're practicing, it's like, oh, I got a hit. I got that right. I know what it feels like. I know what the image looks like. I know how it, what it sounds when I'm hearing that intuitive word. So, for example, intuition, when it speaks to you in your head, the way it's different from your thinking mind is that it's short. It may be only three words. It's non-emotional. And it's to the point. And so when you know the characteristics and you practice, just like I tell people, if you're learning how to practice, say, your tennis, and you're learning how to practice to serve the ball over the net, and you do it over and over again, you know what feels right to you, the right grip, the right way to swing it, the right way to stand, and how to make it work. You'll know that it's going to go, you'll know it'll go in. So it's the same thing. You have to practice. I know what it feels like.
Absolutely. Being in the groove or in the zone, as they say, when you have that right thing. I can share a story. You actually share a similar story in Intuition on Demand. But coming home a few years ago, I had my wife and son in the car, and we were driving on a highway here in New York, and nothing that visually told me anything, but I heard a voice in my head saying, get out of this lane, get one lane over now. And had I thought it was my imagination or some type of irrational fear, I probably would have stayed there, but I did exactly what the message was. And within seconds of shifting from the left lane to the next lane over, there was a multiple car accident in the lane that I was in, and I would have been in that multiple car accident.
Oh my gosh.
And again, this was something that there was no time to say, hey, mm-hmm. is this real or isn't real? I listened and I got out of that lane and spared mm-hmm. my family from being involved in a multi-car accident. And I know you shared something similar to that. Mm-hmm. So there is a definite way of knowing when this voice is telling. And it wasn't something that was judgmental. It wasn't screaming at me. It was just saying, get out of the lane now, period. That was it.
Right. And you're being a sensitive person and it sounds like you have had intuitive experiences and you recognize them, you probably were used to just following that particular voice because that was your intuitive voice.
Absolutely. Now, in the same vein, we talked about differentiation between intuition and imagination. How about differentiation between intuition and what our ego would want us to believe?
Okay. Again, one of the characteristics of intuition, or some of the characteristics of intuition, being non-egocentric, it will never use the words I, it will never use the words you, it will never be very wordy, it won't put you down. At the same time, it's not going to build up your ego. So it's just going to be very neutral. And so that's how one of the ways you can tell that the difference between intuition and your ego. Ego is 100% not intuitive. So if you feel like you're getting a message that says, you have to do this, it's going to make you the greatest so-and-so in the world, that's not your intuition talking to you.
Right. Absolutely.
Your intuition doesn't care about that.
Absolutely. What are some of the other misconceptions about intuition?
I mentioned a couple. The big one that I found is surprising is that people think that to be, quote, clairvoyant, to see things intuitively, that they're going to see movies. Now, some people do. But most of the time, you're not going to see a movie. It's not going to be completely detailed. That, again, it might just be a quick pop-up, and it's very subtle. and it's not always complete. It's always in pieces. And using the technique that I teach people teaches you how to collect the pieces. It's just like a puzzle. Eventually, all the pieces, if you put them out, they start to form a picture, and that becomes the message.
Absolutely.
That's probably one of the biggest misconceptions.
You know, you talk about clairvoyance. A lot of people talk about the clairs, clairvoyant, clairaudient, where they hear, clairsentient, where they feel, or a combination of the clairs. I say that someone who has them all is an éclair, as a euphemistic. But does one have to have all of those things to be an intuitive?
I'll turn it around and say that everybody has all of them.
Ah.
I believe that they do, and you can develop them all. Because you're not just a seeing person. Right? You're not just a hearing person. You have all your senses. It's one might be stronger than the other. A musician has really good hearing, right? They can hear things that other people can't, but that you can use them all. So, and I've watched people and I've developed others and myself have developed all of them.
Wonderful. My guest this evening on Destination Unlimited, Lisa Kay. She's the author of the new book, Intuition on Demand, a step-by-step guide to powerful intuition you can trust. And we'll be back with more of Lisa and her lessons on intuition after these words from the Om Times Radio Network.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that 4-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on iOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Hi, this is Bill Maher. I can find humor in almost anything, but one thing I never laugh about is cruelty to animals. If you don't get the joke either, write People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, 501 Front Street, Norfolk, Virginia, 23510.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was 6, my days were spent playing basketball. When I was 6, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was 6, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn to spot a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. I'm Paul George. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
And we're back on Destination Unlimited. My guest this evening, Lisa Kay. She's the author of Intuition on Demand, a step-by-step guide to powerful intuition that you can trust. So, Lisa, here's the question. How can someone develop their intuitive skills?
Oh, great question. So what I discovered is I like things to be concrete because for me, when I started studying intuition, it was very hard. I didn't understand what connecting to spirit meant. I didn't understand what going into your heart meant. So that made it hard for me. So I figured out the, something that was tangible, a technique. And so if you want to develop your intuition, you have to have a solid technique that's tangible to you, that makes sense to you, and that you can practice over and over again, and when you're practicing it, be able to validate the results you're getting. Is it working or is it not? So if somebody says, well, you know, you have to, quote, connect to spirit, first of all, I don't know how to do that. Secondly, I don't know when it's happening, whether it's right or not. Did I do it? I don't know, because I don't know what it is. So there's two pieces. So one is the technique, step-by-step process that makes sense, and that's the intuition on-demand technique, and then being able to practice it using intuition exercises that are good, that can give you validation. I know it worked. So what's a technique? In our process, it's a technique that's a five-step technique, and it goes through how you get your intuition to be triggered, so you trigger it, and how to receive the pieces that are coming out of being triggered, and so that way you when you trigger it, it's happening when you want it to happen, and then being open to receive, and then when you receive something, what is it you're receiving, knowing what that is, and then you're going to be getting these pieces of intuition, and you're going to collect them every time you trigger it, and eventually it's going to form a message. It's almost like when you're going through a fog, you know, you don't see everything, but as you're walking through, you start to see, you know, a silhouette of something, and as you get closer, you see more and more pieces of it, like a ship of the fog in the night, and you see more and more of it, and go, oh, it's a ship. Oh, it's a tree. That's how intuition works. And you start to get the messages as they form, and they're clear for you. So I don't have time to go through the entire technique, but it's basically triggering your intuition and with a question, being open, and then collecting the pieces that are coming, the symbols, the feelings, and knowing what those, being able to recognize them, and then eventually as you collect them all, do it all again, it makes sense to you. So that's the way you do it. You have a technique you can follow that makes sense, and you practice over and over again.
A lot of people endeavor to do something that involves practice, and they get disenchanted, or they feel this isn't working, and they sort of throw up their hands and say, I can't do this. What do you say to people like that?
Well, a couple things. One of the things I like to do is work with a group of people, and when you do that, you know, you can start to see how other people are going through it as well. I work with people and I help people see that they're actually getting intuitive hits and they're actually getting the information. They just don't realize it. When they expect something different, when they expect it to be like on the movies, that's when they get disappointed and that's when they give up. And I talk about this in the book, and I also talk about ways that you can get through how not to be disappointed, what to expect, and how, you know, and I even do things like frequently asked questions, you know, what stops people, what is it that, how do you get over your obstacles, and there are ways to do that, and part of it is understanding what the process that you're going to go through as you're developing. I talk about the map to intuition development, and what you're going to experience at each step. And as you're experiencing it and you know what you're going to experience, you don't get disappointed because you know, hey, that's normal. And how to move to the next one and how to get beyond the obstacles that prevent you from getting to the next step. So that's how you can continue to move forward. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why should people want to develop their intuition?
Oh, because you have all the answers. You'll always be on the best path for you. You're going to know whether you should, is that the person that I should marry? Is that the person that I should hire? What is this person really thinking? Because you can intuit and pick up what their thoughts are. You can see the truth of the person who's really there in front of you to hire or to go out with. And what are their intentions? Intuitively pick up all that great information. Or if you have to decide, should I move to city A or city B? Intuitively, you're going to know because all the information's there. It's within you, but it's also outside of you. Get guidance from your higher self, your guides, the universe, that universal consciousness. It's all there for you to grab. Why wouldn't you want that?
Absolutely. Now, I know you've done a lot of intuitive work with corporations and businesses. How can intuition help us develop professionally and in the workplace?
I think, again, it all boils down to decision-making, because you're always making decisions, and the other part of it is working with people. So intuitively, we actually can get a lot of information on how to work better with people, how to, say, move up in your career. I talked about hiring, how to hire the best person so that you're not stuck with somebody you shouldn't have hired. Perhaps it's where to bring your business to in the next step. And, you know, where should you go? What should be the right innovation comes all through your intuition. You know, Steve Jobs talked about, and Bill Gates, and how they became successful. So those are ways that you can, that it can help you. And again, knowing what people are thinking, what's motivating them, intuitively can pick that all up. And that helps you in say, making a sale, closing a sale. Right? What can I do to move them to the next step? What is it that they really want? How can I help get that to them? Intuitively pick up, I know what they really want.
And if someone's looking for a job, they can ask questions like, is this corporation in line with my thoughts and practices? Do I
Yes.
have a future working here? Will I enjoy the corporate culture or not? These are questions that someone applying for a job could also ask.
Absolutely, yes. And your intuition will tell you. When you're going to that interview, as you're walking through the office, your intuition is picking up all kinds of energy, all kinds of information that your thinking mind isn't aware of. And when you access that information, your intuition will tell you.
How can we learn to trust our intuition?
Practice. So, how is it? Here's a simple analogy. If you learn how to drive, when you're learning how to drive you are very unsure of, putting your finger on the pedal, how to brake, pulling out into traffic, and you don't know if you can always trust what you're doing when you're driving down that highway. But when you've done it many, 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 many times, eventually it becomes second nature and you know you can do it. So when you practice using your intuition and developing it as you practice, you're going to know. I know that's my intuition talking to me because I know what it sounds like. I know what it feels like. And it's happened. And every time it does that, it's right.
How does intuition on demand differ from other techniques?
It's not too woo-woo. It's actually very concrete. It's very, and I've gotten that feedback already from people who got the book. It's so clear. I understand now. I describe not just the metaphysical side, but also the biological side. And it's simple, and it's easy to do. It's not vague. It's very, as I said, very clear and concrete.
Can you share one simple exercise for our listeners?
A simple exercise. Oh, well, an exercise you can do on your own is, I like to talk about all the time, is, if you're driving along and there's somebody in front of you, a car in front of you, you can ask your intuition, where is that car going to go? Is it going to stay? Now, I usually do this when they're going really slow and it's kind of annoying me. When are they going to get off? When are they leaving? Are they going to get off, and turn right? Are they going to stay? And you can just ask the question, how long is this car, where is this car going? And be open, this is the technique, and see what it feels. Does it feel like, do you get a feeling like a pull to the right? I can actually sense as we're going down my path whether they're going to be there. You can imagine, all right, when I get to the next light, does it feel like they'll still be there? Mm-hmm. Right? Absolutely. Things like that. So that I have a bunch of exercises you could do on your own, but that's one of them.
What would you like readers to take away from Intuition on Demand?
I would like them to, I really want people to learn a technique. Go out and practice it and try it and start being aware of your intuition and how it's part of your life all the time. It's always, and how it sounds to you, practice. And then, maybe one day it will save your life or bring you a great fortune. You never know.
Absolutely. There's a wonderful line by Justin Hayward from an old Moody Blues song called The Voice, and it says, make a promise and take a vow, trust your feelings, it's easy now. And that's what we're shooting for in Intuition on Demand, a step-by-step guide to powerful intuition that you can trust. My guest, Lisa Kay. Lisa, please tell our listeners where they can get your book and find out more about you and this wonderful work.
Oh, it's easy. Go to intuitionondemandbook.com. And you can find out how to buy the book. You can get actually some free discount on some gifts. And you can find out all about me, intuitiononDemandBook.com.
And, of course, you can get Intuition on Demand at all places where wonderful books are sold. And if you still have a local bookstore in your neighborhood, by all means, go in and say, please get me a copy of Intuition on Demand. We got to support our local economy. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Victor, for having me. It was great. Thanks.
This was a lot of fun. And thank you for joining us on Destination Unlimited. I'm Victor the Voice Furman. Have a wonderful week.